This week's comment, The Lost Emperor, by David Remnick, from The New Yorker Magazine, January 15, 2018. What made the Emperor Nero tick, Suetonius writes in The Lives of the Caesars, was a longing for immortality and undying fame, though it was ill-regulated. Many Romans were convinced that Nero was mentally unbalanced and that he had burned much of the imperial capital to the ground just to make room for the construction of the Domus Aurea, a gold leaf and marble palace that stretched from the Palatine to the Esquiline Hill. At enormous venues around the city, he is said to have sung, danced, and played the water organ for many hours, but not before ordering the gates locked to ensure that the house would remain full until after the final encore. Driven half-mad by Nero's antics, Romans feigned death or shimmied over the walls with ropes to escape. Chaotic, corrupt, incurious, infantile, grandiose, and obsessed with gaudy real estate, Donald Trump is of a neurotic temperament. He has always craved attention. Now the whole world is his audience. In earlier times, Trump cultivated, among others, the proprietors and editors of the New York tabloids, Fox News, TMZ, and the National Enquirer. Now, Twitter is his principal outlet, with no mediation necessary. The president recently celebrated the holidays at Mar-a-Lago, the Domus Aurea of Palm Beach, and nearly every day before setting out for the golf course, he thumbed his bilious contempt for such a long list. Science itself did not escape his scorn. In the East, it could be the coldest New Year's Eve on record. Perhaps we could use a little bit of that good old global warming that our country, but not other countries, was going to pay trillions of dollars to protect against. Bundle up. Future scholars will sift through Trump's digital proclamations the way we now read the chroniclers of Nero's Rome, to understand how an unhinged emperor can make a mockery of republican institutions, undo the collective nervous system of a country, and degrade the whole of public life. Trump joined Twitter in March 2009. His early work in the medium provided telling glimpses of his many qualities. He was observant. "I have never seen a thin person drinking Diet Coke." He used facts to curious ends. Windmills are the greatest threat in the U.S. to both bald and golden eagles. He was concerned with personal appearance. Barney Frank looked disgusting, nipples protruding in his blue.